Hello, everyone who has donated to our fundraiser for On the Rise. You are getting this bonus perk because you contributed to the first $5,000 that we raised. And we raised it so fast because our community is amazing. Matt, compliment our community.
Our community is amazing. Thank you, community.
So original. Well, Matt, this is obviously just like a teeny tiny token of our gratitude, but we thought that we would...
Oh, speaking of teeny tiny, speaking of teeny tiny...
Well, why don't you tell people what we're doing?
We are discussing, Vanessa, what the teeny tiny baby Patronuses of Hogwarts professors might be. If Hogwarts professors had Patronuses that were adorable, cute baby animals... Yeah. We are discussing what those Patronuses would be. Patroni?
We talk about this all the time. I think it's Patroni. I know, it feels the people weird. Think it's Patronuses.
Did you know it's octopuses? So I feel like it has to
exactly.
be Patronuses.
Yeah.
Would any of them have octopus as their Patronus?
Oh my God. That's
are baby
such...
octopuses cute?
You stumped me.
I think cartoon baby octopuses are cute. Are real octopuses babies cute?
Instagram really knows that, like, after 9 p.m., all I want to see are animal videos. You have seen some of the animal videos that Instagram serves me up, because sometimes I just have to share them with you. And last night, it was two octopuses sort of, like, walking together. Like, not holding hands, but, like, looking like it at the bottom of the ocean floor. Oh, it was pretty cute.
This is what happens before baby octopuses.
That's pretty cute, Matt.
That sounds cute.
So, Matt, here's the question. I'm coming out with the hardball question first.
Whoa, okay.
If Severus Snape had a cute baby Patronus, what would it be? Because there's nothing, I can't picture Snape as a baby.
Well, first of all, I think generally, I'm not making a broad statement. I'm saying generally.
Yeah.
I want our listeners to know that I know that there are exceptions to the general rule I'm about to state, which is that I think that if we're looking at baby animals, usually mammals have the cutest baby animals.
Uh-huh.
I think, don't get me wrong, your baby sea turtle, adorable.
Sure.
Right? But I think reptiles in general, or birds in general, they're baby animals. Once you get to chick stage, newborn birds, not...
Oh, newborn, no.
Yeah. So I think we're probably going to be inclined towards mammals with this conversation, and I'll be willing to be corrected. So I'm thinking about, like, what baby mammals for Snape?
Mm-hmm.
And I could see, like, marmot, weasel, some kind of, like, baby weasel. Right?
Baby
adorable.
Marmot.
It would be adorable.
Oh.
Or a marmot might be a little too chubby.
Oh,
baby marmot. Did you look up baby marmot?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. See, it's so funny.
No, that's not Snape. That is super chubby. I was thinking less chubby.
Because with Snape,
that is,
I actually wonder.
That is cute. That is crazy cute. This is not going to be an efficient recording. Oh, no, look at baby weasel. Look at baby weasel. No, it's got to be baby weasel. It's definitely a baby weasel.
Oh, baby weasel is... Okay, but Matt, I'm going to say that Snape might be the one bird, because I think that he might be a baby goose, a little gosling, because goslings are adorable.
When they're fuzzy, not just out of the shell.
Not just out of the shell, but like 5 days later, they are adorable, and then they turn into horrible, horrible geese. Just awful.
Yeah.
And like, that's they true. Are ugly, like, quick. Like, they're cute from like 1 week to 12 weeks. In week 13, you do not want to be hanging out with a baby goose. And so I feel like that's Snape. Like, you know, he probably has a soft inside, but mostly I resent him for existing, just like geese.
I haven't been listening to you. I've been looking at pictures of baby weasels.
I understand. Do you want me to keep going so you can keep looking at baby weasels?
No, who's our next professor? Who's our next professor? Let me ask you, what would McGonagall's Patronus be?
She'd be a baby polar bear.
Baby polar bear.
Yeah. Because she's like ready for the cold.
Hmm.
And she's ready for it to be rough.
Hmm.
But also, she wants to snuggle.
Yeah, I can see that.
And she likes to be playful, and McGonagall likes Quidditch. Yeah.
Why not? Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Why not kitten?
Oh, because I don't like cats.
Oh, okay.
I'm coming out. I just stayed with a cat for a few days, and I don't like them. That's why. I do like kittens, though. Kittens are cute.
Okay.
Kittens have yet to been trained in the way of the cat. Okay, last one. Matthew Potts, Albus Dumbledore. What baby animal is Albus Dumbledore?
What baby animal is Albus Dumbledore? That's a good question. What's his actual Patronus? Do we know?
He's a phoenix, right?
That's the Patronus, is a phoenix?
His brother is a goat.
I gotta say, because I was thinking for him, bird of some kind. I just tend not to find birds cute. Like when you see like a baby eagle, that's not cute.
That's super right? not cute. No, it's birds aren't cute.
Well, and some baby birds are cute. Like a baby, like a duckling or a gosling is cute.
Yes.
Right? Or a chick. But I'm not thinking chicken for Dumbledore. Boy, what would Dumbledore's be? I'm going to say coyote.
Oh, that's interesting.
Because they're very smart. They're very crafty. I think coyotes get a kind of a bad rap. They're tricksters in indigenous spiritualities. Uh-huh. Like I like coyotes very much, and I could see baby coyote as Dumbledore's Patronus.
I love that. I really do.
Oh, good. How about you, Vanessa?
Yeah, I'm going to say red panda because they're rare, and I feel like Dumbledore is a rare breed, and it's like rare but something we treasure, you know?
Yes. I could have also said baby raccoon. Raccoons are very smart.
I love raccoons. And we know that Dumbledore was a redhead when he was young.
Oh, perfect.
So a little baby red panda. Everybody, please let us know what Patronuses you think the professors would have. I want to know your Flitwicks, your Umbridges, your Trelawneys. What babies are they? Thank you so much for your support. You're going to get another one of these perks when we inevitably hit our $10,000 mark. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.